All right, well, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, Stan McDonald, lawyer in Huntsville, at the partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. Stan McDonald is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a minute. Okay, so let me start off by saying, as some of you have seen, I've been doing some time in New York as a contributor on CNN. My role is generally to be the conservative voice at the table, and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. I have no idea how long this will last, but for now, I'm having a bang-up time, man. But the other night I was in D.C., they moved the show to D.C. for the one night because of the summit, and the other members of my soon-to-be panel were coming and going in the green room, and I had to stop and send a text to the lovely Charlene and told her, I think my message said something like, good Lord, I am so outnumbered here. It was laughable. Not a single person on that panel, nor any of the other guests for other shows who were going to and fro for the various studios, were all of a like mind with me. None. About the only thing we could agree on was a time of day, and even that was questionable. And I will confess that once we got going, there was some socializing during the breaks. There was, with some of them. Sometimes. But there were some who were literally so far removed from what I consider to be reality that I found myself thinking, man, like, Trump derangement syndrome is a very real thing. And it's true. Look, y'all, we know they're out there, right? We do. And yes, I live in a different mindset like many of you, and we tend to surround ourselves with like-minded people, but I'd like to think that I don't just flat out deny reality. I know I have my viewpoint, and my viewpoint is largely entrenched in principle. And I don't, if I ever caught in it, would think that I would ever just deny reality in order to keep my position. But I will add this. There are some folks who are true believers on the left, and I get that. And I don't fault them for having a different worldview if their worldview is actually genuine. But what I've seen so often, though, is that there are way too many on the left who are so steeped in dogma that they have lost all sense of propriety. They will desperately say anything, no matter how ludicrous, just to make sure that nothing good could ever be said about Trump, or MAGA, or Republicans, or Christians, or straight white males, or whatever the target of the day is at that particular moment. And when that happens, then I know I'm dealing with one of three things. One of three types of left-wing Looney Tunes. If that happens, if you can tell they're shouting out a statement and they don't even really believe it themselves, they're either a hack, a quack, or a jackwagon. You heard me. Hacks, quacks, and jackwagons. So let me explain. And I'll start with an analogy. One of my favorite movies of all time, you've heard me say it before, is one that has so many one-liners in it, catchphrases that you can use over and over again. I'm pretty sure I've quoted it on the show multiple times. Classic Americana, classic group of actors, and I'm betting it's on some of y'all's favorite list too, and the movie is The Outlaw Josey Wales, with Clint Eastwood and none other. Clint Eastwood, Outlaw Josey Wales. It's a solid movie about an anti-hero who just wants to be left alone, but he keeps gathering up strays who need his help and ultimately his friendship. Well, in the movie Outlaw Josey Wales, one of my favorite characters is the old Native American chief Lone Waddy. He was played by a real-life chief named Dan George. Everything that came out of Lone Waddy's mouth in that movie just seemed like old man wisdom. It was always calm. It was always deliberate. It was delivered in such a way that sounded like he was being funny and challenging somebody to fight all at the same time. Well, there's one point in the movie, though, where Lone Waddy was walking into a general store in a western town, and a snake oil salesman was standing on the steps pitching his wares to the crowd. And he stood there, Lone Waddy did, as he watched the carpetbagger promise to heal all and cure all with his special elixirs of proprietary ingredients. And the salesman turned at one point and saw Lone Waddy and tried to get him to sample it for the crowd. What's in it? Lone Waddy asked. Well, I don't know. I'm just the salesman. To which Lone Waddy looked at him and said, you drink it. Well, the salesman didn't know what to do with that, so he turned around and insulted Lone Waddy instead by saying to the crowd, what does he know? He's just a savage. But what really happened in that scene, really, was that the purveyor of fake medicine was actually being calmly called out. The character of Lone Waddy could see right through the guy. Very easily he called him out. It wasn't even hard. He basically asked the charlatan for some simple information, the ingredients. And then he simply put him on the spot by saying, in essence, you first. Look, let me tell you, the world is full of snake oil salesmen these days. And I got news. We had better be able to discern. We have got to be able to see them for what they are. When you're presented with something that you know flies in the face of your core beliefs, your principles, your values and traditions, then ask yourself, first of all, okay, what kind of person am I looking at here? And the language of right side is, again, I'm going to tell you, you have three choices. You have hacks, quacks, and jackwagons. That's it. Hacks, quacks, and jackwagons. Now, what's the definition? A hack, there's an actual definition for these. A hack is a cheap, mediocre, second-rate practitioner of some kind. They're not good at what they do. Hacks know a little bit about a lot, but they're not yet good at anything in particular. These are the guys who will say afterward, well, I was just following orders, because they never took the time to truly assess the mounds of bureaucracy they heap on people's lives. A hack does not like to be confronted. A hack will often end the discussion with an insult, or by telling you you can take it up with the boss, or whoever it is they answer to. So that's a hack. Then there's a quack. A quack is an outright fraud. A quack claims great knowledge or skill of which they possess little, but they will foist themselves and their unsubstantiated beliefs on anybody who will give them the time of day. But in the end, a quack knows they don't have any depth of knowledge, but they're willing to put other people at risk in order to better their positions. A quack will actually argue their position is right, but will rarely have the knowledge or the know-how to be able to hold their own in a debate. All right, so that's hacks. That's quacks. What about jackwagons? Well, a jackwagon, that's a lazy good-for-nothing who won't try to pull his wagon around to the front of the line. It's true. That's what they call it. A jackwagon. It's easier to go along to get along, so they just don't even try. Jackwagons just blend into whatever the latest fad is. Even less than followers, they're just really like mere strap hangers. They don't even have enough ambition or depth of character to label something as untrue. They just go along with it. Jackwagons can't handle questions or confrontations. They have to have the crowd help them all the time. So out of fear of being left off the wagon train altogether, they just ride in the back and eat the dust of whatever wagons are up front. That's a jackwagon. All right, so how does this help you? Well, coming to the decision that someone is throwing a woke idea or a worldview at you as a hack or a quack or a jackwagon gives you an edge in how to deal with them. Case in point, remember when the Biden administration, in its never-ending war on fossil fuels, tried to ban the use of gas stoves in homes? Really? Okay. Liberal politicians and regulators were announcing the end of gas in homes. Like, wow. So if someone were to tell you that you need to get rid of that gas oven you've been frying chicken on for the last 20 years, you start by asking them, why? And if they parrot some party line response or talking point from the Green New Deal, just ask them to go first. No hot water heater, no home heat, no stove, no gas grill in your house, you go first. If they stare at you blankly, like they hadn't thought of that, then you're dealing with a jackwagon who's just along for the ride and doing whatever the crowd says to do. And you can politely suggest they get their own mind and maybe disengage. If, however, they respond to you by telling you that they are the ones who regulate, not you, that their homes are not yet on the schedule. We don't have to do that yet. It's up to you to do yours first. Then you know you're dealing with a hack. Someone who is doing what they're told regardless of the consequences to other people. If that's the case, ask them, okay, so how are you going to pay for it? Who's going to cook your family's food in the meantime? If they stare at you blankly, then you know you're dealing with a hack because they never even thought about what it does to you. But if they pass those two tests and they fire back some data from the World Economic Forum and the United Nations Council on Green Everything, then you're likely dealing with a quack. They claim to know things. Quacks know all of it. He will tell you how smart he is and how little you apparently understand. Then you simply ask him how he responds to all the counter studies that he probably hasn't read. And you follow that by asking how it is that people have lived so long using gas appliances all the time. He won't know. He'll likely dismiss you at that point. And that, my friends, is a quack if there ever was one. Look, the bottom line is, you can take this approach in virtually every fad, fashion, or foible the left tries to foist on your society. Think about it. Pick one. Gender fluidity, systemic racism, critical race theory, climate change caused by cow flatulence, building bigger government, open borders. I mean, every issue has them. All the hacks, the quacks, and the jackwagons. And you know who you're dealing with. Knowing that sometimes is half the battle. So there you have it. Don't say I never gave you anything, because I just laid out for you how to identify a shallow liberal. But once you decide they're a hack or a quack or a jackwagon, then you can proceed to dismantle their simplistic arguments, just like Chief Lone Waddy did to the snake oil salesman. I'm telling you, man, it works every time. And that's a wrap for the right side way.